Greetings, everyone. Paul Temple here, and I'm happy to be part of this amazing sound healing conference. And when I'm with this lovely set of Tibetan bowls here, which I'm going to be playing a little later, we are known as Radiance Matrix. Radiance Matrix. The radiance is the amazing luminous energy field, vibrational field that the bowls create, said to be very similar to the Vajra or diamond light that is the diamond light in our heart center. So I'm going to talk more about that later too. The matrix of radiance matrix is the web of light that we tap into when we drop into the radiant field of the bowls. We'll also be doing that later. In fact, let's do that right now. Let's just take a minute to connect in and align. So I invite you to close your eyes for a moment, bring your hands to your heart, and envision in your heart center, right in the center of your chest, not the anatomical heart, but a pearl, a radiant pearl of light in the center of your chest. That is your seed of divine consciousness, the seat of the soul, glowing with this beautiful diamond effervescence, filling your inner being with light. And then let's om together. This will create a little vibrational connection. So I have a spirit guide. His name is Al Thor. And Al Thor, over the last few years, has given me kind of these downloads of information that we call the Diamond Light Teachings. Much of that comes through information, but much of it also comes through a sound transmission, vibrational transmissions. But the essence of these teachings from Al Thor is that for us to consider the possibility that the next step in human evolution is awakening the human heart. Now again, not the anatomical heart, but the heart center. You know, this word is confusing because we use the heart for different things. But this awakening of the human heart can allow us to create a new species of humans with fully awakened hearts on Earth that can then create a civilization of peace and beauty and collaboration on the Earth. Now, I'm going to talk more about this as we go on, but when I was invited to give this presentation, Al Thor gave me kind of a download of, the title of the presentation is to be Nada Brahma. The sound is the teacher. Nada Brahma. The sound is the teacher. And there are going to be two parts to this presentation. The first is I'm going to talk. I'm actually going to read the from this download that I received from Al Thor. So that's kind of talk to feed our brain awareness. And Al Thor says it's very important that our brains and our conscious awareness understand what's happening. But then the second half of the presentation will be a sound transmission, because the vibrations of the bowls, the sound transmissions, and I work with ancient Vajrayana Tibetan mantras, they carry the message into the heart, because it's through the heart that this vibrational connection happens. So first part will be talk, second part will be a sound transmission using the bowls. And I am going to read what I received from Alpha, because I can't really sort of extemporaneously try to speak it. So I am going to be reading from this, and here's what this download said. Let's open the topic of Nada Brahma, the sound is the teacher, with a quote from the great Sufi master, Hazrat Inayat Khan. One who knows the secrets of sound knows the mystery of the entire universe. But to truly understand this concept, we must shift into the mystic, into the metaphysical, that which is beyond the constructs of the physical world. So I ask you to suspend your sense of normality so we may move into the paranormal, that which is outside the boundaries of your normal earthly reality. So what is the mystic? The mystic path is the path of the heart. This is not the anatomical heart, nor the heart chakra, but the energy center of the heart that we know as that place of love, spiritual connection, and soul wisdom. The seed of divine light in your heart centers, we call it the pearl of light. It is the seat of the soul. The mystic path takes us through the heart to the soul. The mystic is coming to know the greater reality of the soul that is beyond the veil, the multidimensional realms that are difficult to access from the density and restrictions of your current human mental perception. The mystic realms are not accessible through mental awareness. These realms are accessible through the heart. Most indigenous cultures still hold this expanded reality, knowing that all things are connected, and it is through the heart that this connection happens. It is through the heart that you can connect with the mystical, multidimensional realms. So as you learn or relearn to activate your heart centers, and then to cognate, to perceive through the heart, you can begin to connect with these mystic realms and universal wisdom. Music and sound are special vibrational media that facilitate access into the mystic. Music and sound open and activate the heart center. And since they are vibrational media, they can connect you directly with the most powerful forces in the universe. Now, a succinct earthly explanation of this phenomenon is the Sanskrit phrase Nada Brahma. Now, many of us are familiar with this phrase, but I, and now I'm speaking as Paul, I had the privilege of hearing an explanation of this phrase from a Hindu Swami, which deepened its meaning for me. I've heard Western musicians explain it with the translation, sound is God. But the Swami expanded and deepened this meaning. Nada translates from the Sanskrit as pulse or vibration, which expands to sound and music, which are vibration. But the deeper meaning of nada, or the nod, as it's called, as explained by the Swami, refers to the primordial pulse of creation, the ancient original expansion of the creative force in the conscious universe. My teacher, the Venerable Dhyani Wahu, calls this the original song of creation. It also correlates with the Christian mythology of in the beginning was the Word being sound infused with meaning. It could well correlate with what modern science calls the Big Bang as well. Brahma, as many of us know, in the Hindu pantheon, Brahma is the supreme creator and purveyor of knowledge and spiritual wisdom. The supreme creator and purveyor of spiritual knowledge and wisdom. Brahma is the embodiment of the supreme divine creative force. What takes Brahma 10 million years to create, Shiva can destroy in an instant. So nada, Brahma, together, is the simple but profound recognition that sound, vibration, and music are the same as the primordial pulse of creation, are the same as the divine creative force, and are the same as the source of universal knowledge and wisdom. Nada Brahma, the unified vibrational field, the master teacher. Nada Yoga is the body of Vedic practices encompassing sound and vibration. Mantra, kirtan, devotional chanting, and bija seed sounds. These practices all catalyze evolutionary and awakening experiences that activate our higher consciousness. They provide access to the mystic realms. Some say that mantras are ancient vibrational codes, like passwords, that open portals and activate archetypal energies in our deep soul level memory. So, with a little help from the sound itself, we can tap into this field of primordial awareness and journey into the mystic, into the timeless source of all being. We can expand beyond the mental, emotional constructs of earthly reality into the sacred heart, into the multidimensional realms. We can connect with our own higher soul wisdom and Akashic memory, which includes who we can become in this life. So it is here we realize that the sound, the vibrational field itself, the music, is infused with infinite knowledge. It is the teacher. It is the source. It is the wisdom. It is the one. The sound is the teacher. Through accessing our higher awareness through the vibrational field, we come to learn, to intuit, to receive the wisdom that is needed for our souls in this time. Through the sound, our consciousness can access expanded levels of wisdom and insight about our soul, our path, and the true nature of what is. Nada Brahma reveals the mystery of why people love music. Because it connects us with the universe, with the universal field, with universal love and universal intelligence. It helps us feel whole and divine, energized and powerful. Now, the complexity of how humans have stylized, monetized, and digitized music is another tale for another time. But as the Doobie Brothers say, give me a beat, boys, to free my soul. I want to get lost in your rock and roll and drift away and drift away. So when I started receiving this piece from Althor, there were four gleanings offered on the mysteries of sound. I only have time here to go into one of them, in depth at least, but I want to share the titles of the others so you can begin to get a sense of what we're talking about here. The full written piece that came through with all four gleanings will soon be put up as a blog on my website, diamondlightnetwork.com, also as a podcast. The podcasts are up on Anchor and Spotify. Not there yet, but they will be posted soon. So here are the four gleanings. The first is sympathetic resonance, the vibrational connection. So the reason that we started this session with an om, even though we are remote through the mystery of the vibrational field, when we om together, we create vibrational alignment. We resonate together. And there is a sympathetic resonance as we come together in oneness. So that's why it's really good to start classes, start sessions with a sounding, with creating a unified vibrational field. So that is sympathetic resonance. It brings our consciousness into a vibrational connection. The second is called subjective relativity. Notes, chords, scales, and keys. And this one's pretty complex, but it's about how the structure of what we call music theory defines vibrational relationships that also expand into the nature of vibrational consciousness. So notes are like thoughts. Chords are like a collection of thoughts. Scales are a larger construct, like a meme or a paradigm. And keys also defining collective vibrational relationships. So, and how it's all subjective. Whatever the tonic is going to be the subjective root. But any note can be the tonic. So I'm talking in musical language here, but that's number two, subjective relativity. Number three is the music is the news. Catching the new generation's evolutionary message. And this one is about how each generation brings in a new sound, a new musical message that is actually bringing in new levels of evolutionary consciousness. This goes all the way back to Bach, to Mozart, to Beethoven. You know, Beethoven opened that romantic, humanistic message. And then into Debussy, into the dreamy romantic realms, into the dream, and then, you know, into the chaos of the 20th century with dissonant, you know, chromatic, polyphonic music. Then into the amazing awakening music of the 60s, and then into electronic dance music. Each of these is the generation of new musicians hearing the new sound and bringing that sound and the message of that sound into the earthly collective. So the fourth gleaning, which is the one we're going to talk about in more detail here, is called harmonic overtones, all in the one and the one in the all. So since the session is about sound healing, this particular gleaning moves particularly into sound healing. So, from Althor again, harmonic overtones, all in the one and the one in the all. And I'm gonna pull my guitar over for this here. All right, the simple exercise of plucking a string can teach us something of the great mystery of the universe. In particular, the principle of all in one and one in all. Now, when we pluck the A string on a guitar, we hear a single note, A. But that single note is actually made up of many other subnotes, or better to say, the wave form of A220 is comprised of many subwaves in the string. The most predominant of those subwaves we call harmonics or overtones. So this A string, when I pluck it, is vibrating at 220 cycles per second. But it is not, the string is not creating a single arc vibrating at that 220 cycles per second. The actual vibrational pattern in the string is an infinite number of microwaves. The largest of these microwaves is exactly half of the string. So I'm going to hear. So this half, that's exactly half, it forms the octave. So there are actually two octaves, because there's a A now 440 here, and an A440 here. So that's the largest subwave of the full string, is the octave. The octave is called the first overtone, and it is the strongest, the most predominant overtone. So I don't want to get too bogged down in complicated acoustic mathematics here, but the string continues to subdivide. I mean, you can almost see it. You know, it's not one long, but there are all these little sub-vibrations going on. that string continues to subdivide into quarters and thirds, and then quarters and thirds of each subtone, generating harmonic intervals of the octave, the fifth, the major third, and the fourth, and then on into infinite subvibrations that ultimately contain all the notes in the gamut, the full 12-note spectrum. I will demonstrate this a little later, but I'm going to keep on into the conversation here. So what we perceive as a single note, A, actually contains infinite subvibrations enveloping every note in the gamut. But that A, all those vibrations form to create this particular A220. The same is true of the E string. It vibrates in a different pattern at approximately 164 cycles per second to make it uniquely an E. So the key mystical observation here is that what we perceive as an individual note actually contains all of the other notes. Each individual note is a unique vibrational pattern composed of all the other notes in the sonic universe. In parallel, each individual person or each individuated soul consciousness is a unique vibrational pattern composed of the entire universe. I'll say that again. Each individual person or each individuated soul consciousness is a unique vibrational pattern composed of the entire conscious universe. We each have a seed of divine light consciousness in our heart center. The Tibetans call it the Vajra, or the indestructible diamond light that is our essential luminous nature. We each have a unique vibrational code in our hearts, our unique Akashic imprint that contains our soul memory and our soul purpose. This vibrational pattern is our note, our unique vibrational tone. And this single tone is composed of the infinite subtones that make a hologram of the entire conscious universe. A quote from Osho states this in a different metaphor. We are not a drop in the ocean. We are the ocean in a drop. We are not a drop in the ocean. We are the ocean in a drop. We each contain the infinite all. The seed of divine consciousness in our hearts is a hologram of the infinite multi-dimensional universe. We are each Nada Brahma, vibrational creator of worlds. We are all subtones of the universal sound, and we each contain the infinite universe within the mystery of our hearts. The challenge, of course, is remembering this. Is remembering this through the density and corrupt patterning of our present day collective earthly consciousness. The ocean of contemporary human awareness has been distorted and polluted from an eon of dissonant darkness. Our ancestors, in order to survive the burning times, ages of war, torture, genocide, and centuries of horror, had to shut down their hearts and lose connection with the mystic realms. The heart of humanity got shut down and disconnected during this passing age of Kali. We are now just beginning to come into a new era when we can reawaken our hearts and reactivate these mystical connections through the web of light, the radiant matrix. But this is another tale for another time. The topic here is all in the one and the one in the all as reflected in the Overtone series. We are all singing the song of creation, creating worlds like Brahma with the vibrational generators of our conscious awareness, our voices, and our actions. We are each a unique tone in the symphony of the universe, and we each generate multidimensional harmonics with our creative energies. As a final note on this topic, I'm reminded to share a tidbit on sound healing in relation to the harmonic overtones. Sounding overtones when a person is in a receptive meditative state can activate what we call the upper chakras in the energy body. If any of you have done any of my workshops, one called Recalibrating the Energy Body, or another one called Akashic Soul Code Activation, you may have gotten a taste of working with these upper chakras. The energy body is composed of layers of awareness, each layer being a higher dimensional aspect of our oversoul. These upper chakras are doorways or portals into these dimensional layers. These portals sequence in the spherical pattern of the harmonic overtones, with the root tonic being the vibrational tone of our Akashic imprint. So a simple application of this is that sounding harmonic overtones can open these upper chakra portals to sympathetically resonate our Akashic memory and awareness and memory of our higher dimensional self. So I like to play overtones on the flute. The flute has a very simple ability to create overtones. Sounds like this. So that's the overtone series. I was just fingering one note there, starting on middle C, and just playing up the overtone series there. On the guitar, any stringed instrument, you can do this. You know, on the cello, when you hear those kind of ghostly whale sound, that's activating the harmonics on the cello strings. And I can also do this here again. So on the A string, there's the full 220. Here's the octave, 440. And then I'm just going to slide down. Listen carefully. So that's another way of playing harmonic overtones to help activate. Again, playing that meditation. I'm going to do it when we get into the sound transmission that's going to come up next. I will do that again for you to hear how that works. So, all right, so generating harmonic overtones is a simple way to open mystical memory and remember the principle of all in the one and the one in the all. So within, again, this single note of A are all those overtones. Within that single note of C that I played on the flute, that cycle of overtones continues. And it goes up and up and up, incorporating all of the tones in the gamut. We each contain the universe within the mystery of our hearts. So in closing this portion, I invite you all as sound explorers to embrace the mystic and the mystery, to let yourselves become students of the great teacher, the sound itself. It activates intuition. It helps you remember into deep soul memory, into the constructs of the true nature of what is. It is imperative that we awaken the world to the reality of the mystic, to realize, to make real, the expanded possibilities of our human potential, to comprehend the power of sound from the perspective of the mystic realms, is to open possibilities of our humanity to vast new horizons. It plants seeds for our heart-awakened future on Earth. Eckhart Tolle has said, humanity has a choice, evolve or die. The power of sound is a vital resource to help us make this choice and manifest our evolutionary potential. So this provides a nice transition into the experiential portion of our session. While the intellect, the brain, understands the words, and it's important that the brain understands the words, this, you know, Alfour has differentiated this to me. The real work in the heart comes through the vibration. That's where we really receive the teachings from the master teacher, the sound itself. So I'm gonna move into a sound transmission where we will let the experience of Nada Brahma take you into the mystic realms. So I'm gonna move up to the bowls, give you a minute to transition. All right, so here we are ready for part two of our session, which is where we're going to let the sound be the teacher. where we drop into the field of primordial awareness. We'll go in through the heart center. I'll do a little bit of induction to connect us into that mystic portal of the heart. I'm going to work with the mantra Om Mani Padme Hum, one of the better known and more popular of the Vajrayana mantras. It translates as the jewel in the lotus. And that jewel is that diamond Vajra radiance that we spoke of before. That is that pure, essential, luminous nature in our hearts. So this mantra helps awaken and activate that diamond light, that jeweled essence in our heart centers. So I'm going to invite you to envision your heart as a beautiful orb of light. You can bring your hands to your chest, close your eyes, take a deep breath, inhale, exhale, let it out. We start with that pearl of light, that seed of divine consciousness in your heart center. Diamond radiance glowing right in the center of the chest, not the anatomical heart, but this energy center of the heart. And as it glows and grows, it becomes that larger orb of light that is your heart center, illumined with diamond radiance. Feeling, visualizing, realizing, making real your heart center. And then we're going to connect that center with six axes of light into the web, into the grid of light, the beautiful tapestry of creation. So from that pearl of light, you're going to send a beam of energy down through your root chakra, down, down, down to the heart of the earth, connecting your heart with the heart of the earth. And then on your next exhale, we're going to send another axis of light, spiral of energy from your heart up through your crown chakra, up, 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 up into the stars. Up, up to the very heart of creation, the heart of the universe, that place of Brahma Nada. Direct connection with Source, your heart and the heart of the universe connected. Just being aware now that your spine and your heart have become a conduit between these ancient primordial forces of heaven and earth, feeling, remembering that ancient connection. And then we move to the horizontal plane. I hold my arms out for this. So from the heart center, from my left, through my left hand, I send a beam of energy, kind of like Spidey, boom, sending. And that thread connects into the web of light, right hand sending beam of energy connecting into the web of light. So now we have earth, sky, left, right, beams of light connecting your heart, meeting in your heart, opposites meeting in unity. And the final step is we do front and back. So from your heart center forward, send beam of energy connecting into the web of light. Moves through a multidimensional portal into the etheric web. And then behind, sending beam of energy connecting. The Tibetans call it the jeweled fabric of the universe, of which every heart is an integral part, the jeweled tapestry of creation. So holding yourself in this beautiful architecture of light, your heart aglow, connected with all being through this circuitry of light. Allow the vibrations as I move into the sound transmission to wash through you, but also to resonate that light in your heart. So through that portal of the heart, you begin to drop into primordial awareness, into that unified field of the Nad, Nada Brahma, Nada Brahma, Nada Brahma. Oh.
I am the blossom of the flower. coming back into your breath. Feeling the breath in your body. Observing how you feel when your heart is illumined and connected. When your heart begins to drop into quantum awareness. Into the vast beauty of the mystic realms. Into that unified field of vibration through which all knowledge, wisdom is accessible. And taking a moment just to feel, imprint this feeling, this awareness of your universal presence, your heart, wisdom, awake, connected with all being, in peace and beauty and magic. And we always offer a dedication of merit at the end of our practice, so that we take this good energy that we have generated through our practice here together. We generated what the Tibetans call bodhicitta, good, noble heart energy, through our meditation, through our connection into quantum consciousness through the heart circuit. And we'll offer, I invite you to offer a pulse of light out through your circuit, boom, that this beauty may be remembered by all beings in all realms. That all beings may remember the light in their hearts and our connectedness with all being. I'm going to use the Loka Samasta Sukhino Bhavantu mantra, beautiful dedication mantra, that we offer this out, that all beings may be happy, that all beings may be free from fear, that all beings may dwell in equanimity and never be parted from true joy. From true joy. Loka samasta sukhino bhavantu. 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 Loka Satsuki Nova, sending that pulse of light out through your gridwork, your heart, sending light out to the universe, that all beings may remember the light in their hearts. Samasta sukino bhavantu, loka samasta sukino bhavantu. So taking this remembrance of Nada Brahma, the sound is the teacher, imprinting it into your heart, into your cells, into your body, that you can connect. You are connected with all being, with quantum awareness, with the most powerful creative force in the universe. Through sound, through music, we can connect and drop into this. So I thank you for joining me on this session. Thank you to the Globe Sound Healing Conference, David and Lauren and all the amazing people who helped put this together. I'm most grateful to be part of it, and I hope you found this practice of benefit. Please keep in touch. DiamondLightNetwork.com is my website, and you can sign up for our email list or send me an email at DiamondLightNetwork@gmail.com. Happy to keep connected. So thank you, thank you. Namaste, namaste, namaste. Many blessings.